Just how bad are things in the housing market?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Mortgage Bankers Association said this morning that the number of people applying for mortgages fell 5% last week, even though a standard home loan now comes with a historically low interest rate of just 4.5%. In other words, there is no rebound yet in the housing market. And that may be an understatement, according to Robin Farzad, a senior writer at Bloomberg Businessweek. He's with us now from New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, you say that the housing market is worse than we think. How bad is it?
If you had housing starts from their current half-century low rally an unprecedented, let's say, 60 or 70%, they would merely hit the average low of the past six housing recessions since 1950. I mean, did you get that? I mean, we dug ourselves that deep a hole. So there's very, very, very little comfort here.
Well, why hasn't housing recovered along with so many other sectors of the economy?
I think because the bubble on the way up, I mean, the easy answer is that the construction and the froth was just so enormous. I mean, by one estimate, 5 million people who should have been renters were prematurely made homeowners. And now they're in the kind of the wrenching process of having the market evict them out of it. And meanwhile, all of these barely used homes, you have stories in the excerpts of Phoenix and Tucson of bobcats and coyotes taking over half empty homes.
But you're saying that this is really just an issue of inventory. There are just too many houses on the market.
It's so out of whack right now in terms of the foreclosures of the existing homes that could be cleared out. There's just an enormous backlog. The oversupply of homes, according to one analyst, is now at 1.6 million homes. And that's not an incidental number.
Okay, well, Robin, tell me this. How long until we finally see a recovery in housing?
Well, if you subscribe to the idea that housing is a busted up asset bubble and it was the biggest asset bubble we ever have, all you need to do is look at neat analogs in history. The United States railroad building bubble in the 19th century, the tech bubble at the beginning of the last decade. A lot of cases, these prices have not come back to bubble levels. Certainly, if you look at the NASDAQ and companies like Cisco and Dell, I mean, they're nowhere close to where they were back then. So this could well be a generational thing. And that's very hard for a lot of people to hear.
Robin Farzad, senior writer with Bloomberg Businessweek, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, the chances that Rupert Murdoch's media company News Corporation will take over British Sky Broadcasting look less likely this morning. British Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservative Party has come out against the deal following the widely reported phone hacking scandal at News of the World. And now, Democratic U.S. Senator Jay Rockefeller is calling for an investigation here in this country where News Corporation owns the Wall Street Journal, Fox News Channel, and the New York Post, just to name a few. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Senator Rockefeller, chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, says the phone hacking allegations reported in Britain are offensive and a serious breach of journalistic ethics. He wants the US authorities to investigate whether or not something similar has been happening in America. Rockefeller expressed concern that Murdoch's News Corp may have hacked into the cell phones of American targets, including the victims of 9/11. Roy Greenslade is professor of journalism at City University in London.
This is a mighty serious matter for the whole conglomerate. The stain of the hacking scandal is spreading across the whole Murdoch empire.
It's emerged that News Corp plans to spend $5 billion propping up its own share price. News Corp share price has fallen by 14% since the phone hacking crisis blew up a week ago. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up across Europe and Asia this morning, more than 1% higher in Hong Kong after China reported its economic growth was 9.5% last quarter. Just to give you some context, U.S. GDP last quarter was 1.8%. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 58 points to close at 12,446.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Netflix is raising prices for its nearly 23 million subscribers. A bundled package for DVD by mail rentals and online streaming will go from a starting cost of $10 a month to $16 a month. For more on this, let's bring in the host of Marketplace Tech Report, John Moe, who is with us live. Good morning.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, John, why is Netflix doing this?
Because they don't want to send you discs anymore. By last count, Netflix says it was spending something like $600 million a year in postage. And then you add in discs, distribution centers, printing those little red envelopes. They'd much rather just zap them to you. And if you really do want the discs, they want help paying for them.
So they want to move everybody to the online streaming part of their business. Customers say they're outraged by this price increase. But do people have choices if they want to do something other than stream via Netflix?
Well, I mean, there's cable, which is a lot more expensive. There's Hulu offers this Hulu Plus package, which is also $8 a month. A lot of TV back catalog on there. Not as great a movie selection. I hear legend tell, Jeremy, of a stray video store still existing here and there, up in the hills, up among the coyotes and bobcats. And so basically, you can get better selection and pay more, or you can get convenience and pay less.
Yeah, you mentioned cable, by the way. I have to say, when I hear $16, compare that to a cable bill of, like, what, $100 a month now? It seems pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's a question of scale. It's like when athletes, you know, are outraged that they're only being paid $5 million a year. It doesn't quite resonate, but it is more a month than what you're used to paying. But Netflix is also, you know, they're making these deals with studios. They're trying to get more selection, and if they get more people paying a monthly bill, then they can make those deals and get more stuff that we can all sit on our couches and watch.
John Moe, host of the Marketplace Tech Report, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And speaking of tech, we are online at marketplace.org. We are on Twitter at Marketplace Radio, and we are on Facebook at APM Marketplace. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The economic story of China the past 20 years is growth, right? But if you look real close, there's this sneaking feeling there that any given moment, it can all go poof.
People who have been doing extremely well, who've got themselves a nice little apartment, who've got themselves a nice car, suddenly wake up tomorrow and their mum's had a stroke. There is no net.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What happens when? That's on our series, The 5-Year Plan, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.